Everyone knows that drought is especially a hard hit for agriculture and our natural environment. Just a reminder of what the analysis of last year's drought impacts were when there were, for the first time, zero allocations from the Federal Water Project and significant allocation reductions by the State Water Project. We fallowed over 400,000 acres, primarily in the Central Valley. We also had a loss of about 17,000 jobs for our farm workers within the Central Valley. We know already that based on zero allocation of water from the federal project this year and only a 20% allocation from the state water project this year, in addition to cuts that have already been announced by local districts to better manage every drop of water that they do have, that we'll see even more significant hits this year. Last year was a total of $1.5 billion in direct losses to the agricultural community. We anticipate hundreds of thousands of more fallowed acres this year, including additional pullouts beyond the 40,000 acres of trees and vines that were taken out last year. This will result in more jobs being lost, and it's farm and wage income that is not going to be spent in these local rural communities that are especially dependent upon the agricultural community. We also know that over time there have been great strides made in water use efficiency within the agricultural community. Over the last two decades, agriculture is using 5% less water with 90% gains in economic activity and yield gains. And it was for that reason that the state legislature and the legislation that the governor signed on an emergency basis a year ago, and again last week, is making further investments in ag energy and water efficiency programs. Our first round of funding that was just completed is estimated to save over 317,000 acre-feet of water over the lifetime of those projects. And we know that by continuing to make these kinds of investments in technology and innovation, we will continue to be able to provide the kinds of food crops that are only grown in California and enjoyed by consumers here and across the country. And with that, I'll turn it over to my colleague, Chuck Bonham.